see I'm not the only one facing that. I only have this out because I left my notes for the homily back home. Not being flicker and all that other stuff. How many here are used to my preaching, have seen me preach? Raise your hand. Well, fair board, fair. My mother said on the steps of the cathedral after I was ordained, as I'm the sixth child of eight, and she asked me to promise something the rest of my life. She said, hey, kid. I realize I was just ordained. At least she could have said, hey, father, a little some sign of respect. But she was a good Irish mother, a great big kid. She kept me home. She said, hey, kid, for God's sake, keep it short and to the point. So, I'm a Jesuit, I'm a professor, and I teach in the Socratic method. You have a bone in you? Well, let's talk. Right. God help me. Anyway, that's Jesus. And Tom, we cannot wait much longer. Okay, Tom. So the key thing is you have to answer the question quickly, and then you fulfill my mother's will. Sound like a deal?
Indeed. Okay.
Sorry, yeah, I really remember that. Sound like a deal?
Yes!
Thank you! I knew you were there. Simple question. This week, I'm sure, in your own life, as you get older, as I begin to look at these hairs and wonder what in God has happened, and I look at this and I go, oh my God, it's really getting better. We oftentimes have the experience of losing something and then realize when you go back, you know, that was really right in front of you the whole time. What's that experience like? I remember the length of the
frustrating.
This really isn't a tough question. It's like, you know, frustrating. Thank you. Frustrating. Sorry? Frightening, particularly if it is your cell phone, right? Your life is totally frightening. What else is it?
Annoying.
You said it so well, too. It's annoying. Mouth, as they said last year, mouth. Annoying. Frightening, frustrating. What else?
Irritating.
See, Catholics, once you give them permission to talk, they just can't shut up.
Humbling,
right. It's like, oh, wow, I thought I had it all.
Amazing.
Gives you this surprise. It's like, oh. So it's a sense of relief, too, isn't it? Notice the dual dynamics. What else?
Exciting.
It's exciting. Thank you. Who said that? You did. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Look at the courage you took to say that. Moses is saying this to the people of God. You don't need to go across the seas. You don't need to take a long trip. And all you have to do is pay attention to what's next to you and appreciate who you're touching. And for God's sake, just say yes, dear. Moses is asking us to pay attention to what you already know that's in your heart and on your lips. That's good news. Second thing is when we pay attention to this, I love Mary Oliver, actually, my last retreat. I was just reading her poetry, her devotional quote. Do I get an amen about Mary Oliver?
Amen. Mary Oliver.
Yet again, a woman, you know, who leads us in these things. Important to think about for a church in the future. Every church, it might be nice for a woman to be part of. We would also be nice if you know, parents actually exhibited some control over decisions in the church, because we would not be in the mess we're in, because no one who had born a child and raised a child would ever do the insanity of what we have endured. So notice what we're talking about here. It's giving voice to those who have not been allowed to exercise their baptismal rights as people of God. This week, as I was reflecting upon this, as some of you may know, I'm at the Berkeley Center. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I live and breathe prevention for sexual abuse. So what I'm coming up with is a theology for safety and safeguarding. Because essentially, as you now know, when a woman is at the table who's birthed a child, stupid men who never, ever not parented make horrible decisions. That's what we call arrogant ignorance in psychology. You may just call it being a guy. But think about this. You know, I've been at this since 1994 when my doctorate was on this. And I saw it in 2002 and I see it now. What's different now is that we are finally identifying the fact that we've never, ever taken seriously the parable of the Good Samaritan. If our theology that we need to reclaim is of any worth, it has to be based on the fact that we need to indict the priests and the Levites and the bishops who have simply walked beyond the torturous pain and hurt of those who have been injured on the road. How could a priest, a Levite, a man of God, that's what Jesus' parable is indicting the one asking the question. How could a man of God ever allow and cover up any hurt of any survivor of violence? Because he forgot who he was. What was in his heart, what was so close on his lips, he abandoned to save face and money. Two sins of pride, to save face and money. Well, maybe it's time we become a poor church. Maybe it's time we have them in court and a reckoning in the back, where we say, no more, and oh, by the way, the judge will be a cardinal who is a woman. Let us stand.